even if it's justified. So, everybody's heard the biblical quote, judge not that ye may not be judged. I would say, judge not because it's dumb. You're already on shaky ground the moment you believe the judgment. Now, can you stop the judgment? 100%? No. Because the mind's a judging mechanism. Can you stop the judgment in effect? Yes. Because what you can do is stop believing your own judgments. If you perceive it to be a judgment, not a discrimination, not a discernment, a judgment, not an honest looking at, but a judgment. If you can objectively perceive it as a judgment, you can choose to believe it or not believe it, and my contention is you're better off not believing it. You'll be more correct not believing it. Now, you can still do whatever you're going to do. You can still say whatever you're going to say. It may be exactly the same as what you would have said based on the judgment, but it won't have that energy. It won't have that infusion of judgment that immediately puts things on a different kilter, immediately creates a situation. Because everybody feels it unconsciously, if not consciously. So I'm not even saying change what you say, change what you do. I'm saying be more aware of your judgments. And recognize that when you're following a judgment, you're following a blind man. So, the interesting thing is as you start to see through judgments, start not to believe judgments, they actually do diminish. The tendency to jump to judgment decreases, but it never goes away fully. The mind is a judgment spinning machine. So if your goal is I'm going to eradicate all judgment in me, you'll fail. You may succeed to a great degree, but you won't achieve 100% because nobody ever has. Nobody ever will. As long as your mind is functioning, a judgment will pop up now and again. The trouble is, most of us live in a series of judgments all day long, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we run around following our judgments. And then we wonder why things are the way they are. Infinite space, and billions and billions of entities and planets and organisms, uncountable, trillions upon trillions. And we're sitting here, one little person, thinking, hey, I'm right about that. I think I'll tell him off. She pisses me off. It's just too small. We're too small to take ourselves so seriously. We're too limited in our capacities in every way to trust our own mind so unquestioningly. We really live from the standpoint that we're the authority, no matter what it is. I'm the authority for me, at least, we tell ourselves, if nothing else. But most of us certainly are walking around